Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Block. I go where I wanna, I look like a baller, I talk like a owner, shoot for the stars, shoot up the corner, black Bel Air bottle, bustin' like a Corona, mean with the rock, blow trodden a lot, Heidi Klump in my neighbor, sippin' Ciroc with Barack, blonde the bomb, she know I'm a threat, like rich is Saddam, just build a house in Tibet, it's that dog food, know I'm killing the beast. It's that Alpo talk, you getting kibbles and bits. They talking fair time now, they sentencing quick. You in your bed tied down, you want some menaces. Timberland boots, black trench coat. Kept on all of my chains, cause this game cuts out. Wanna be weasels, till they put in the yoke. Snatch you out your evisals, walk through the city of dope. Got a few watches, I keep them stuck my sleeve. Got your bitch in the Lamborghini, she barely could breathe. I don't know her name, I call her passenger seat. All I want is a brain, so a master's degree. I ball like I'm Allen, ball like I'm Wade. Ball like I'm Braun, I like the lobster filet. My extension is on, stone crabs out of Joe's. I can make one wish, murder all of my foes. Shades cost 10, my car half a mil. They say I'm the man, shorty low, know it real. We keep the cash in the back, keeping guns in the front. You know just where we at, so you can come when you want. I fill my cup to the top, whether purple or not. My like Tony Braxton, from you making me high. Brought the white in the pot, my future look bright. Did my wrongs in the dark, long as the paper were right. It's that dog food, it's that Alpo top. I could jump off a jet and go jump straight in the wall. If it's beef, it's beef. They can't sleep on me. My dogs dressed like ninjas. Pint of rice on me. Life is a gamble. I'm so mean with the dice. Head crack with the left. I'm hitting trips with the right. I'm in it, bitch. I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. I'm in it, bitch. I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. It's a dog food. Let my dog D. No, she a dog. I let my dog be. I'm in my dog Benz. They had it all week. I'm sipping Bel Air. I'm trying to drown me. So the rap gang, they tried to down me. I'm still strapped, man. It's Dade County. If you a boy, stay the around me. If you a boy, stay the around me. Stones in my pocket, stonewashed jeans. Labeled a mastermind, my elaborate schemes. They say I'm eclectic because I got it perfected. Take 200 racks, just a walk on your record. It's a dog food, I let my dog eat. I got 50 M's, I'm talking straight cheese. 50 M's, I'm talking straight cheese.
Maybach music.
Yo, that's how we get it started at 6:04 out there in San Diego, 9:04 New York City. What's going on, everybody? Hip Hop Informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. But things are shifting. Things are shifting. New location soon to be announced. I'll be based somewhere else here soon. It's a shift. rest. Hey, get ready for the shift. Embrace it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. We are 105,000 listeners strong. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and it's off the cuff. A two random off-the-cuff things before they kick the door open. Maybe three random things. Big up to every, like, major power player, mover, shaker that came out of VA. Listen to this list. Missy Elliott, Timberland, Pharrell, Teddy Riley, Allen Iverson, Michael Vick. I'm going to stop right there because it's the top of the show. What up, VA? What's poppin'? It's hump day. Listen, I'm feeling real good. Things are happening for me. Listen, you get out what you put in. In this life, you get out what you put in. What you put down, the sweat, the tears, the pain, the discomfort, the sacrifice, those are seeds. Those are seeds that you're planting. As you continue to make it happen, you're watering the seeds. Sooner or later, you're going to reap a harvest. It's harvest time. Listen, it's the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. I'm going all the way up to the DMV. He's on the wheel of steel tonight. Dave James. Hey, dude, I'm following the workout videos. SaveJames.com is popping. What up, dude? Welcome to the show.
Yes, it is. Ain't nothing to it, man. What'd it be like? Hey, dog, I'm trying to tell you right now, get your passports ready also because we might have to move to Brazil soon too, B. I'm going to tell you why.
Are we going to be broadcasting live from Brazil as our base?
Listen. I'm going to tell you why. They just legalized it for women to masturbate at work. I need an application.
God. Oh, God.
I need an application.
It's hump day. Here we go. It's off
Son,
the top.
I'm out of here. Try to tell you right now.
Oh, we wildin' at the top of the show. Hey, itty bitty plant city welcomes the
not with
the
us right
hot,
now.
The hot part of the show, hot chocolate. Hey, what do you think about that? Welcome to the show.
She still ain't tuning in yet. She still ain't saying checking yet. She on the way. She getting her wig tightened.
North Carolina, where CeeLo is, I know she got a big old smile on her face right now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, get your hands out my pockets. Yes, I'm so ready for this move. Yo, what's going on, everybody?
what up?
Yo, did you hear the news that we moved to Brazil, though?
This
did you hear the news?
Because
I think you dropped the line for a second. Did you hear the news
this
while we moved to
wild.
Brazil? Well, at least me and T. Me and T
You're
going to
pregnant?
Move to Brazil.
Hump Day Wednesday.
No.
Are we moving to Brazil?
No. I'm going to tell you why. Because they just legalized it for women to masturbate at work. So,
He's crazy.
I don't care if I work at McDonald's. I'll be the Big Mac.
Oh, you're crazy. Damn. Hey, real talk, real people, real time. This
word is fine.
We're off the cuff. Hey, we'll be right back. Hey, it's the crew.
Why you gotta wait till you get to work, though?
Hey, some people get tensed up. I'd like to be there. Help them out. And they get a free facial.
Here's a chance, be a man, take my hand, understand. I don't want no minute man.
To you, throw it to you. I want you to come prepared. It's time to set your clock back about as long as you can. I stop daylight, it's ludicrous, the maintenance man. Get your oil changed, I check fluids and transmissions. You 1 minute fools, you wonder why y'all missing. On the back of milk cartons and it's no reward, no regard. Close, but it's no cigar. A hard head make a soft, but a hard make the sex last. I dump in pools and make a big splash. Water overflowing, so get your head right. It's all in your mind, punk, so keep your head tight. Enough with tips and advice and things. I'm big dog, having women seeing stripes and things. They go to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and they so wet that their body started leaking. Just cause I'm an all-nighter, shoot all fire. Ludicrous, balance and rotate all tires.
Grand, I get the show on one take. Look, I'm not trying to give you love and affection. I'm trying to give you 60 seconds of affection. I'm trying to give you cat fear and direction. Get your independent out of here. Question? I'm not your man, not Ralph Tresvant, not Ronnie Romance. No, ma. I'm trying to hit you then put you in the middle of the round like I'm Roberto Duran. No, ma. 6 a.m. another chick in the
put
house.
Your hands up.
6:15 another chick kicked
put your
out.
Hands up.
Spent 1 minute trying to got out. The other 14 trying to put it in her mouth. Too chubby, too much and make you love me. Now be a nice wifey and run home to your hubby. Cause we both know what we doing is wrong. Don't forget to put your ring back on.
Welcome. Like I said, it's Hump Day Wednesday. CM Hyman Radio Live is what you're listening to. We're off the cuff tonight, so we're going to be talking about various things from various points of view. Nothing specific. Joined by Mr. Hyman and Sabe over there in Workout World. And, yes, making women think all kinds of inappropriate things while they're watching you work out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I've not followed the story, but thought about Bobby Christina a couple of days ago and just really hadn't done any research. She still did not come out of that state, did she?
Right, no, she's still in a coma. This the last thing I saw, which was about last week, was that the family had gathered, you know, to say, you know, their goodbyes or what have you. But, you know, somebody in her state, though, like, I don't know how long the family's going to keep her, you know, on a on the life, you know, the life supporting machine. Because isn't she brain dead? I mean, from the reports that I've heard, she was.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, a vegetable type state.
Right.
You know, the last real thing around that was the boyfriend who had literally kind of just totally lost control on Dr. Phil. I kind of let go of the situation after that. and hadn't followed it. But that's definitely a tragic, tragic, you know, situation. You know, and folks, I'll tell you, you know, keep her lifted up, and prayers, because you know people have been known to come out of those kind of states. But it's been a long time, you know, and so you know that was a thought, definitely a random thought that came to me just a few days ago. Hey, let's flip it. What do you all think in retrospect, the NFL and the players who went through this, like, man, abuse, like, I'm going to say extravaganza, because it was all about abuse for a long time as it relates to the NFL. Life after that media frenzy, you know, have they just let it go? Are they pissed off, or did they learn a lesson?
Well, I know, like, for the closest one to me is the Greg Hardy case here in Charlotte. And the interesting thing about it is, whereas the girlfriend was injured, did show bruising, she didn't show up for court.
She got paid off. Right.
And, you know, that goes to say that that's how a lot of the situations are handled, though. I'm not saying it's right or condoning it, but the simple fact that that's how a lot of domestic violence situations are sometimes not taken as seriously, because the people making the claims and accusations, usually a lot of them don't follow up.
Yeah, they recant.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it be from, you know, financial gain or just out
or,
of embarrassment.
Or they
want to be with the person still.
And exactly, and sometimes they really still love the person, and they made a decision, something happened in a
to
moment.
To forgive them
because,
for
know,
what their mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've watched domestic violence most of my life, so I don't see how anybody, even the people that I watch go through it, I still can't understand how they stayed so long. But, I mean, it's like, how are you going to allow an emotion of love, or so-called love, to make you stay with someone who has no regard for you at all? It's, you know.
I mean, they don't believe that they don't have no regard for them. That's part,
right.
That's part of the abuse of it all. They don't believe that they're doing it out of hate. They're doing that out of love. Like he only beat me because he loved me or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's
and
just
if you were
crazy
his kid,
to,
maybe
to
I
think
believe
that that's
it.
I mean, you know, I don't know. But I know one thing for damn sure. I know what they ain't saying.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty act em. Leg her down or smack em, yak em. Cold got to be. Yo, shit.
No, they ain't saying that no more. They've been real careful.
Okay.
What they do on the next
They gotta
summer.
Be, though.
But, yo. So real quick before we move any further, though, we got the fourth part of the Voltron team in here. We got Curly Chocolate over here now. Getting her Women of Brewster's Place hairdo on over there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
right.
Women of Brewster's Place anything but that.
The Oprah curls, huh?
I will take
Curly Chocolate, but it ain't no Women of Brewster's Place. Shout out to my
got
stylist.
Got that Women
of
Brewster's Place.
Oprah's hair was laid in Brewster's Place.
Right, die, okay, lay it to the
top. So. Okay.
It was shiny.
What's happening with you, Miss Chocolate over there? How you living?
Getting prepared for my long weekend. Gonna take me a little jet plane up out of here. Head up north to my people in VA. Yes, it's still south, but it's north.
Uh-oh, she's going to see her girl. Go, boo.
VA.
That's right.
Go see Levert.
Go
get her Levert on.
Go, Casanova.
Yes.
Visit
little Kimmy. Yes, whatever.
My body all over your body.
I already gave shout outs to VA at the top of the show, so don't let them try to rain on your parade like that.
Oh.
I sure am not.
Hold on, y'all. I'm VA all day.
Killer Cam. Well, we can't call him Killer Cam. We call him Bam Bam Cam. The Seattle Seahawks is having his Memorial Day weekend extravaganza. Lots of festivities. There will be a gala. There will be a celebrity basketball game. There will be a picnic out in the park, out in the hood, giving back to the community where he grew up, partly. So definitely want to shout him out for doing big things.
Nice.
Big up. Yes.
No doubt.
Doing it for the fam in VA. Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt.
Big up to friend to the show, DJ B, Scratch Mechanics, Fresh Radio. His birthday is this weekend, and I will be attending his birthday bash hosted by the one and only Greg Knight of Smooth B.
Uh-oh, get up there with him.
That's going to be hot.
Snatch the mic out his hand.
It depends on how many Hennies I've had, but I will definitely get a drop out of him for the show. We'll definitely do that.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Like,
I'm gonna try not to.
Let's pause for the calls. Come right back. It's 9:21. Say what you was about to say.
Oh no, I was trying to make sure Gina had a passport so she can go with us to Brazil. You heard the news? They passed the law out there, Gina.
Oh, I'm going to Brazil, but what are we going for?
I'm saying me and T going out there to get a job because they just recently legalized for women to masturbate at work. So,
you know what?
Give me an application.
Can we go to the song, please? What's the song you got queued up? Lord have mercy. I told you don't sign up for it.
L-O-L-O-L-O-X. Unique. L-O-L-O-L-O-X. On the beat. L-O-X. L-O-X. Slingin', chain hangin', gang bangin', bang. 20-some odd years, your name ringin'. Yeah. Just look at the ratio of the lames winning. Yeah. Still getting fellatio from the same women. What? That real underground sh- that they ain't spinning. Nah. If he wasn't born with it, it just ain't in him. Uh-huh. Look something like food, but it ain't dinner. Nah. It'll get you lightheaded like paint thinner. Mm. Only time she with you is when I ain't in her. Yep. You a crooked loser, I'm a straight winner. Mm. Real sour, straight pippin', perk 30. Yeah. You could clean the money up, but the work's dirty. What?
Lil Young Nick, gold chain, thinking he fly. Passenger seat, fast had the GTI. Uh-huh. Trying to catch the last movie at Bay Plaza. Burn all my waste, dime bags in the Dutch Master. Woo. Come to Allah, the grace of God, we got home good. It's real, straight bullets pop off in the hood. Mr. Magic on, Sergio jacket. Yeah, we wore shiny suits, but that put us in a new tax bracket. Yeah. Now I'm looking through my Gucci glasses. Throwing dollar bills at strippers with injected jackpot. Bunch of shooters with us, chain hang to the ground. The streets really know who holding the crown.
And stay in your city.
Dealers, avid players, the biggie. Hallways pissy, car hearts and dickies. Army fatigues, suits, gangsters with no pity. You say it's on sight, you better carry the blicky. Say you wanna smoke, you better light up the sticky. I keep the sour kiss, keep the pithy. Luke bring the liquor, we rep for the whole city.
Hello.
The women, the lights, and the cars are so pretty. Singing hoes and keys, Frank Sinatra. Disappearing with your butch in a Porsche Boxster. Yeah. Read my lips, you gon' be the next Jim Hopper. Acting like a bitch, and his hammer is the Oscar.
And you say L O L O L O X.
Unique.
L O L O L O X on the beat.
L O
L O L O X.
L O X. L O X.
And you say New York City, L-O-X, your boy Jadakiss right there. Another one who will be in VA this weekend celebrating his birthday weekend. 9:25 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, your girl Hot Chalk to Save James, Madam C-Lo Boston, and the General T.M. Hyman here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live on this hump day, coming off the cuff, talking about any and everything. And, you know, let me just say that my auntie, Rosemary, shout out to auntie, is a bit perturbed that due to the events that took place in Waco a few days ago, they've actually taken Sons of Anarchy off of the rotation on television as their rerun. And she texts me early, and I do mean early this morning, meaning that it is an hour's difference from where she lives in El Paso, Texas, to where I am here in Tampa Bay, to let me know that. She is quite disturbed about that. So all you Sons of Anarchy fans out there, hold tight. I guess they're, you know, I don't know if they're just trying to let this die down so as not to seem as though they're glorifying what took place. But, yeah, when you look for it on your local listings or on your listings on FX, not going to be there.
My arm is shaking, right? My arm is shaking. Like,
that's
damn,
okay.
Damn.
Listen, listen. You
hey,
were supposed
that's
to have
a
knee-jerk
reaction, though.
I don't know if it'll be on demand. I don't know how you'll be able to catch it, but
this is how ridiculous. I mean, but that sounds ridiculous to me, though, because of the simple fact that
I totally understand because it.
I felt
as if the scenes had come right off that the box. You know, my grandparents used to call it the devil worshiping box. Because it would cause kids to just sit there and just be in like a trance. So they said like devil worshiping. But it came out of the box and became real right in Waco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
there really
also,
did.
You know, electricity was work of the devil until everybody started using it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that these people were already part of gangs before that particular incident happened. They already knew that those gangs existed. They didn't do
exactly.
anything to try to, you know what I mean? I mean, all they did was make sure that
they
stayed in their zone.
The reality is, I mean, just like the police in Baltimore, you know, told the truth and said that they were overpowered, the reality is those gangs, when they come together, they're quite overpowering.
It's true. But, I mean, could you really say that one show could spawn all of them to react that way?
Of course.
They said the fight started in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like.
I mean, I look at it like this. You got to look at it like this. Art is an imitation of life. So they had to get the idea of the show from somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That just didn't come out the blue and land in somebody's lap. Like, you know, let's start a show about.
It was somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Ours is imitation of life, man. So they had to get that idea from somewhere. That's all I'm saying.
And just like, I mean, the same thing that you could encourage people to do, which is, you know, go after their dreams or what have you. A lot of those people that are in those biker gangs wanted to be in a biker gang when they were kids. They knew that that's what they were going to do with their lives. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction to take the show off. And that's really my only opinion on it.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But with such an impact and such an influence,
right?
You know, I think I understand. Hey, look,
right, but
if
you're 40,
can we flip it one more time? I want to go back to sports real quick. The NBA. Listen, and I'm gonna start with you.
Hmm?
Let's say your son is coming out of high school. You want him to go to college. You want him to get the paper. But he's coming out of high school. He's getting an MBA offer, like many of our sons are getting right now, this particular generation. How do you all feel, specifically you, my brother, how do you feel about going from high school into the MBA bypassing college?
Go ahead. Do your thing. And I'm only saying that to say this. Listen, I'm saying that to say this. I understand that there's invaluable experience that you get going through college, but at the end of the day, if he's a basketball star in college, he's only going to actually be in college probably a third of the time school is in, because the tournament starts, what, February? Late February.
Right.
And all the way through the end of the semester.
Right.
Okay. So he's going to be taking online classes anyway for at least that whole semester, that whole spring semester. In the first semester, he's going to be playing. So he's going to be traveling everywhere. So, I mean, at the end of the day, what kind of quality education are they getting regardless? That's number one. And number two, I look at it like this. My son, if he gets the opportunity to go someplace like that, he's not going to go unless there is a strong financial plan for him in place that my wife or myself will be or have somebody in charge of to make sure that his assets are accounted for properly. He's not going to be blown at all callously. And we're going to have him sign some and put it in writing that that's going to go down like that. Like, I thought about this a long time ago because I see how people end up broke after their first rookie contract and bagging groceries at Kohl's somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And nah, it's not going to happen. That first contract should be good enough for you to live the rest of your life off of. And my third point, and I'm going to be done with this, is that there is so much more experience. There's so much more I can say experience from life and understand how life goes, that college, only the experience of you going through college will teach you, but the education may not. Because I got a marketing degree. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it helped me out of my entrepreneurship, but I didn't even work in that field, but for like a third, not even a third, like a fifth of my career, an eighth of my career, professional career before I went on straight entrepreneur in my field of marketing. So it's like that degree is good for status, symbols, and everything, and, you know, it can help you get interviews and stuff. But real talk, you know, I have a different opinion on, you know, everything. I still always educate, I always promote education, but understand that real-world experience is highly more valuable in certain aspects of life. That's just me.
Hey, it's 9:32 Eastern Standard Time. We're off the cup tonight, Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab, GM Hyman Radio Live. What up, everybody?
Words that I be speaking for righteous teachers, posse teachers, anyone that likes this style. at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always kicks me something hype. I pet the mic, yo, cause it's my whole life. Life's like I'm creating, man, I beat the Satan. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a culture freedom for support, see, man, I find the point.
Rock this funky joint, keep joint.
Losers ever rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, check, check me. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
A universal greeting from the people of our time. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different cypher. Coming from a slipping step and technique. 1200 master by divine. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot.
PM out here, 917-889-3926, number to dial. It's your boy, Save James. Still tuning in to Social Lab, Tim Hyman Radio, best in that radio show in the world right now. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We're shooting straight from the hip tonight. Before we move any further, I just want to give a special shout-out to my nephew, Marquise. Today's his birthday, turned 17, and he has been honored with the Scholar of the Year in his school for his grade. And this is a major turnaround in his life. I would like to shout that out to him.
That's what we do.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't in the best situation back in New York. So you know, we as a family had to kind of step in and help guide the decision making process a little better.
He went from a
potential statistic to Scholar of the Year. So,
This kind of thing.
This kind of thing is possible. So, you know, for those out there that may be listening, that may have like, you know, troubled teens or may have some issues with their kids, it's very possible. It, you know, just a little love and a little bit of boundaries, and things could change. You know,
Very nice.
Congrats.
So, but anyway, enough of that sentimental stuff.
Hey. Nice job, man.
Thanks, man.
SaveJames.com.
Okay.
SaveJames.com. Remember that one. I'm about to add a T-shirt. About to get some T-shirts with that.
What was I going to say?
Save James. Be any. SaveJames.com.
SaveJames.com. Oh, okay. Oh, excuse me. Hey, listen. You could be having to pass me a joint on there as your logo. I don't know.
Free patch me.
What was the dude's name? What was the dude's name of the Clippers who got demolished, the owner?
Sterling. Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling?
Where is Donald Sterling?
He's still alive.
Counting that $2 billion. He like Scrooge McDuck swimming in that joint, son. In his secret vault.
Secret vault.
Somewhere spending his money on a young chick tricking.
Donald Sterling.
Right.
On a young mix joint.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Believe she ain't white. It's gonna be either mix of blacks on one of the two.
Listen. It has to be
telling her don't invite black people to the game.
Hey, why? You can't be embarrassing me like that.
That man crazy, but he ain't stupid, I tell you that much.
Right.
He ain't stupid.
Don't bring them.
Would her black parent have to leave the room if they were in there? I mean, like, how far are you going to take it? How far are we really going that?
She can't wear black drawers around him.
I saw a story. I saw a story today where a young man actually broke down on the interstate with his Mercedes. State trooper pulls up. State trooper actually realized that it was a flat tire and offered to help him with the tire. Did not ask him or probe him as if the car was stolen. He immediately just asked him, did he need help with the tire? Thought that was a real positive story in light of all that's taking place. That was the young man's story about the state trooper in pitch dark nighttime on the interstate.
Where it could have turned out a whole lot differently.
Yeah. Young black man driving the Mercedes.
The bigger question is, was it stolen?
No.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I had to play devil's advocate. I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
I thought that was, again, a very encouraging story in the midst of all that's taking place in America. That just goes to show aren't. You can't judge books by their cover, you know.
Very
that's
true.
True.
On either
all
side.
Black
very
folk
true.
Don't steal. You know, Save just hangs with a lot of people who do.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. They just don't bring it back, okay?
What?
They forget.
They borrow.
They just don't bring it back.
I forgot to give this back to you.
They forgot who they got.
5 years later.
They borrow a lot of stuff. They forgot who they got.
You over for a cookout and you see your things on the table and you don't want to just say, You know they make a lot of them. It can't be mine.
Right here. My bad.
Have y'all ever stole something back that somebody took from you?
No, I have.
Yeah. Hey.
Sure have.
I lost a friend like that, but apparently they want a friend, But I stole my shit back.
I had to steal it back after she told me she wasn't gonna give it back to me because I left it in her car.
Oh,
snap.
Don't touch my thing. I'll feed you, but don't touch my shit.
And then I take it back and tell you I've taken it back. Yeah, this is mine. I'll go ahead and take it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's a bitch I don't talk to right now over TJ Moses. Over a TJ Moses CD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit outrageous. That is a bit outrageous.
You know you kept it on purpose. Don't tell me that I ain't get it out the car shit. You like the damn CD.
Mm-hmm.
You kept
that's
it.
How your friends do you.
Hey, y'all need better friends.
I didn't have my friends no more.
And what's funnier is, you know who it is.
Uh-oh.
That's hilarious. Hey, it's 944. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. That's Madam Barbiturate there, everyone.
What's going on over there?
I miss when we came back. Oh, my God.
The whole intro that I gave.
She's not even following the show.
I'm not even doing nothing else.
Thought I was practicing or something?
I think so.
Hey.
For 12 minutes.
Hey, do you
man,
all see all of the people that throwing their names in for the presidency?
That's what
yo,
I was thinking.
She's on one. She's on one.
Yo,
do you see all of the names?
Yo, behold,
that's a video
in for the presidency right now.
Yeah.
Yo, but hold on. Before we go there, did y'all see that real quick sidebar? I was talking about the president. Did y'all see what happened once he finally got on Twitter? That barrage of insults that he's gotten.
These people are super classless.
I did see that he had gotten a Twitter account this week. He being the president.
Monday.
Yo,
this
son.
Week in his
yo
President Obama's Twitter handle, for those who do not know, is POTUS, POTUS, which is President of the United States. And so, no, I'm not.
Yo, son.
Comment. I've not seen
these
them.
Cats went ham. ham sandwich. I'm talking about go hang yourself from a tree, nigger, and all of this kind of nonsense, B.
No.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes. Go, I'm ham sandwich, B. Ham sandwich.
So
yes. Yes.
Well, you know what,
like
though?
School
honestly,
on Sunday, no class.
And you know what? That's true. I mean, I know that to be true. But how about the fact that every president gets talked about and trashed, and if they had the opportunity, no other president has had this access like this.
Hold on.
So
not
we
like
don't,
our president.
I'm
no.
not condoning
no
it, and I don't, you know what I'm saying? I think it's gross.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that the next
yeah.
president, we're going to see the same thing happen. Just not.
Well,
just
doubt it.
Not
a deal. Not doubt it.
Well, they're supposed to pass that handle on to the next president. That's what.
Right.
That's what was stated. There's this thing called free speech, and so we have to respect free speech. But
I get
think
it.
There's a certain level of, you know, address when you're dealing with the president of the United States. I mean, but clearly people feel
saying.
Like they can say whatever they want to say. We live in the U.S. We have free speech.
I mean, what's
no, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's a little bit overboard. But like, you know, at the end of the day, what do you expect? Like you said, from a country that's prided on free speech, freedom of speech, and you know, especially with this new information information age that we live in, you know, how everything is technical and text messaging and social media and everything. You got a lot of internet thugs out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the time. So that this is when they're gonna come to play. You know what I mean? They'll probably set up dummy Twitter accounts just to you know, berate him and everything like that. So
I was just gonna say that. I mean, just like he's getting those types of tweets, though, he's also getting tweets like, "Would you adopt me?" and "Hey, Dad," and you know what I mean, like,
"Hey, Dad, really?"
"Hey, Dad, yeah." And there are a lot of people calling him that, and then you know, so it's like there's gross testness in it, but at the same time,
grotesqueness.
Yes. It's a word.
Growth test? You take a Scantron? I got a Scantron?
You are not my friend right now.
I got to make sure I'm bubbling the answer all the way.
All damn right. All fees.
You're not.
You have no friends in America, sir. No friends in America.
That's you. That's the person that made the whole minute and a half intro
Wednesday.
When we came back from the break.
We are off the cuff.
You have no concentration.
I don't, okay?
And say James, Madam C.
Another reason why I don't have a job.
We're
thoroughly confused right now.
Hey, it's 9:49. We're going to pause for the cause. Jeez.
This is
hey,
as much as I can do.
I love this show. We'll be right back.
Get me for 38
live.
Minutes.
Keeping it old school. Just keep it old school. Quick comeback. Old school, quick comeback. Let's go.
I love
hey,
this show.
Wash it out.
Hey.
Here, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad.
with me. Hey. Yo, welcome back. Welcome back. It's T. Muhammad Radio Live. Pump Day Wednesday. But I don't think you're ready for what's about to happen to you. Thank y'all for listening. We got 8 minutes left in the show. Got my man 50 grand standing on the side. Somebody out there is about to get it. I'm about to let them loose. My man, Save James, Pac-Man in the back.
Yo, son.
Missy Scott.
Yo.
From the DMV.
Trying to tell you, man. Hashtag Black Wolverine.
What? SaveJames.com, bitch.
Yo, son, I'm about to take my shirt off for this right here, son.
Take your shirt off.
Like...
Take your shirt off for them all.
Yo.
Oh, and he's taking his shirt off. Y'all ain't even ready for this.
Yo, check it. Yo, let me tell you something, B. Let me tell you something, man. If you're a personal trainer out there and you see somebody else in your gym doing better workouts than you, you might want to holler at them and see how they get busy, man, for real. Instead of trying to be mad at them and trying to complain to your managers after I already talked to your managers and it's all good and we already talked about it. And you thinking that you're saying that people complaining and nobody complaining. They asking you if I'm a trainer because they want to work out with me. Because I do bust-your-ass style workouts, man. Hard body work, son. SaveJames.com, B.
They
and then the thing
ready.
About it is, man, you a fake Cameron Diaz-looking-ass broad anyway. You know what I'm saying? Go home. I know you don't have your own apartment working at LA Fitness as a personal trainer. I know what they make.
Get em.
Go home to your mom's hey, basement,
Cameron
yo.
Diaz,
call
really.
Your Uber. Call
tell
your Uber.
You
word
you
up. Call your Uber. Take home, go home to your mom's basement, yo, and stop playing, man. Talking about you trying to go through grad school.
Down.
Ain't no way you support yourself in grad school on LA Fitness personal training salary.
Down,
stop playing with
man.
Me.
Hey,
yo, word of doubt. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened. I'm in there working out. I'm in there working out with a couple people that came to my boot camp, right?
Bart.
They like how I got down to boot camp, so they want to start working out with me. So I'm helping them out in the workouts and everything. And then... You know, she coming in asking if I'm holding class and all this stuff like that. I'm like, nah, we're just working out. There's nobody in this space right here, so we're going to take this space and use it. Boom, I'm out of everybody's way. Bong.
All right.
So here we go. Ever since then, I was getting mad dirty looks. So then, like, after, like, the second week of us all working out together, I get the managers come over to me like, yo, you can't be holding class in here. I said, homeboy, first of all, I'm not holding class in here. Second of all, I done got y'all three new members to come to this gym because they want to work out with me. So y'all should back up off me right now because I got y'all money already. They ain't paying me for this. You know
tell
what I'm
them.
Saying? So yeah, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to finish working out, and then I'm going to come holler at you. I said, let me ask you who complained to you. Was it staff or was it members? It was like a combination of both. I was like, I got a strong feeling that you're lying, but at the same time, I know who the staff was because she's the only personal trainer in the gym. And I see her give me dirty looks ever since I started working out with them in the first place. So I said, all she had to do was come over and talk to me like an adult, like
rules,
a professional.
Are there rules posted that say that you can't, like, you know, work out in the gym?
No, there's rules that say that you can't train anybody in there. But I'm not training. We're working out. I'm doing my leg workouts. They're doing leg workouts with me. I'm doing stomach workouts. They're doing stomach workouts with me. You understand what I'm saying?
The perception was that you were facilitating a class.
No, absolutely. I already know that's what it was. But all I'm saying, it could have been handled with one conversation. That's all. That's all. We didn't have to go there. But then again, that's what I'm saying. She thought we was a bunch of dumb, uneducated folks. But I'm not going to use that word. But you don't realize some of the people that was working with me is a GM. The human resources for Giant Corporation, so they already wrote a letter and called corporate on this chick. The people that are other people that I'm working out with serve legal paperwork for a living, so they already called corporate, wrote bad reviews, sent a letter up to the corporate offices about this chick, and I'm going to tell you who it is. Her name is Jenny. Don't go to Greenbelt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm putting
uh-oh.
It out there.
Uh-oh.
Don't buy Greenbelt LA Fitness. Don't go to Greenbelt, Maryland, LA Fitness, and get trained by a chick named Jenny.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it to yourself. Her workouts are whack, first
you
off.
You did it to yourself,
second
Jenny.
Off,
you did it to yourself, boo.
Yo,
allegedly
whack, whatever. I seen her workouts. They're garbage compared to my son. My client, look, clients that work out with me want to quit by the time the half hour is over. And I get them a whole hour of work.
Kill them.
Okay? These people are walking around happy after they work out with you. Ain't nothing really going on with there. Stop playing. Don't go see Jenny Greenbelt LA Fitness in Maryland.
Bong, bong, bong.
Okay? And come see. If you live, if you ever hear of Jenny, come see me. You know where I'm at. You know where to find me once a day. I'm in there.
Jenny, dude, Jenny sounds like she weighed like 123 pounds, and you're the black
one. Just about. 105,
if you ask me.
Has blonde hair that she wears in a ponytail. Let's blink quickly.
It, yo, how did you know? How did you know? Because I said fake
ponytail with
ass, right?
With a headband.
It's a short ponytail. I'm sure it's a short
and a heavy
ponytail.
Tan.
It's a something about Mary hairstyle ponytail.
Oh.
Yeah, she one of them. One of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't get it twisted. I love me. I love me some blonde chicks. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Hey, blondes are more fun from what I hear. But you know this one right here.
Yeah,
I'm ruining it for y'all.
Hot like fire,
son. Okay. And the thing about it is, here's the thing about it though. Here's the thing about it. I played the mature high road. You know how it is with some when you argue with somebody and they're emotional and their feelings, and you don't feed into that emotion and you stay calm, and you keep asking them
like
why
it.
Are you yelling. Why are you getting loud? I'm trying to hold a civilized conversation with you. She getting all up in arms, cursing. And I'm like, you know what? Right in front of her managers. So I gave him another rope to hang herself with, bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I call, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I made my phone calls and everything, too. I played her game against her. I made my phone calls, reported that name. I did it the grown-up way this time, whatever, because a couple years ago, it would have been all out warfare. But then I thought about it. I said, you know what, though? I can't do that because this big black nigga right here with a beard. So I yelled this little white girl, Greenbelt Police going to be firing through there, taking me to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Jenny, who weighs 123 pounds, make you want to sling her into a wall?
It wasn't even that serious. I didn't have to do all that. All I had to do was get loud enough with her, and I guarantee she would have backed down. I know how to back people down off of words. It only comes to the fisticuffs if I need to. That's never not an option. This is never not an option. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
anyway.
Not for a woman though. I don't see you smacking
that's what I'm
a
saying.
Woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got cousins for that. I got other chicks for that.
I know that's right.
Off the cuff. We went off
all the way there.
Hey,
yes.
Friday 9 p.m.
Step your game up, Jenny.
30 seconds. Hey,
damn real.
Step your game up, Mark.
Well, and
anyway.
With that, we are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live. We will see you on Friday. The General, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and myself, Hot Chocolate, wish you a good night.
Whatever
I'm
you
put my shirt back on, y'all.
You should be calm now. All right, good night, darling.
That's great. How's that?
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.